This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and Paul Dano collects teeth.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I'm only at your estate sale to snoop your house.
I'm Tess Barker, and I automatically like anyone who's in public with visible Minions merch on.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Hi, hello.
What a subdued start to the show.
That was me. That was me doing part of the theme song and then saying hello. Also,
oh, gotcha.
You guys get it.
You just came in with an NPR voice, and I was like,
"Hello, welcome to Lady." We should do an NPR version of the show someday.
Just get very.
Just us being quiet. I don't know if that's possible.
I did an ASMR show once where I had to do that. It was really hard for me to be quiet for an hour.
You just whispered. Was that Adam Papagen's show? Yeah.
Is chewing on mic also ASMR, or is that...
I don't think
I think
so.
That's the opposite.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's not like...
It's STFW.
Soothing.
Yeah.
I told you guys I'm getting into slime. I think I'm going to start throwing adult slime parties.
Okay. Do we have any plugs?
September 1st in LA, Harlequin Comedy. Come to Perky Nerd. I'm going to bring in our guests because we need to talk to Barbara about her slime shit. She's been on Step by Step, Hollywood Darling. She's on the co-host of the worst ever podcast, Christine Lakin, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Christine, are you aware of the slime phenomenon that's happening?
I don't know this. I'm old. So
I am. Trust me, I am too. It's just, it's a young person thing that I have like,
like
gotten
a glee
into.
Thing? It's like a Slurpee thing and now it's a slime thing.
It's like a fidget spinner.
It's
thing.
A fidget. It's an Instagram like phenomenon thing.
Yeah, okay. Keep explaining slime, yeah. Barbara.
Are you throwing it at people?
You make it. So you make it at home and then it's like there's like a hashtag called oddly satisfying that is like something that it's like ASMR, it's like people whispering and it's very soothing to watch.
I get that. Or like one of those ones where they see like really nice handwriting.
Yeah, it's just like a soothing it's basically very soothing for some reason. I don't know why, but it is.
And watching it or feeling
it? Yeah, it's just a whole internet account.
I don't want that.
I just showed her one.
I'm sorry, that looks like cat poop and I deal with so much poop in my life. I don't want to touch anything.
Oh, you know what?
Like
poop. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I'm not touching I'm not touching poop on the regular, so that would probably totally change my
It's really funny.
I have a problem with frozen yogurt these days. Just because
just the way it comes out.
It's all
You don't want swirls. You don't want swirls in your
I got
life.
Two dogs and a 17-month-old. The morning my mornings are dealt there's so much excrement that we have to deal with.
Sure.
So anyway.
That is the one thing keeping me away from kids and dogs.
See, I will say having a dog has actually changed my relationship with poop because I'm more just like when my dog has a good poop, I'm like, hell yeah.
That's you're
great.
Into it.
Like,
you're good for you.
I am. I'm like,
he's
good for
regular.
You. I'm happy to see the poop. Like, it's helped me see poop as a positive.
It's funny with cats because you like,
well, my daughter, that's definitely when you have kids because you want them to be pooping. When they're not pooping, they're just so uncomfortable and then they make the face and they're like, and you're like, oh, are you pooping? Oh, sweetie, are you pooping?
But is it really like a little frozen yogurt spiral?
Sometimes. I mean, really? I have one dog.
Why am I doing the hands?
You Barbara
I'm cupping my hands together.
Thank you for that visual. That's not helping me at all. I have a dog. I have one dog that it's like, I don't know why this dog shits so much. He shits more than a human. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And then I have another dog that is always having like a spiral. Something's wrong with him.
He's an artist.
Yeah, maybe.
Try pumpkin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe I've heard about that.
It is. It'll firm it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, we can talk about your dog's poop all day
test
long.
Tips,
welcome
test
everyone.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you think, I wonder, conspiracy theory, if big slime is, because you know there's been like a downward spiral, like people like not having babies as much.
Right.
Mm. If like big slime is putting it out there, so all these women are getting into slime, so you're getting used to the idea of being around that texture. Is it setting your biological clock in motion? I'm throwing it out there. I mean, conspiracy theory.
That's a long
I don't think it's made me want to have children. It's making me feel like a child.
Yeah.
That okay.
But I don't think that's the slime, Barbara.
Yeah, that's true. That could be something else. I wouldn't know what. No, but it is, I don't know, it's really fun and it's soothing. And I think the reason why for me it's so, I like it is because like, you know, it's just like a dumb thing to distract you that has nothing to do with a screen or like a TV or anything.
I'm totally with
and
you,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very like fun to do. So I'm going to, you guys are going to come over and make it and then you're going to see how great it is.
I'm speaking busy on that day.
Why don't you want to do it? It's fun.
Did you ever, like, making slime, did you ever have to make, like, volcanoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Baking so soda.
Yeah, you'd have to take home the recipe and make the weird dough. But this seems like it's a lot more, I don't know.
Soft. It's really easy. Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like a version of that, but
it's basically, yeah, and it's really simple, and you just kind of like. I feel like it's fun because you feel like you're making something, but you're not. It's just like, this is the easiest thing in the world.
You know what always pissed me off about the volcano thing? Like, don't get me wrong, it's fun. I enjoy. I made one with my niece like a year ago, and the joy was still there. It's
so they're still doing it?
They're still doing it, and it's a lot of fun to watch things explode.
Yeah.
But.
Always.
But. That has nothing to do with actual volcanoes. Like, you're not... This is... Let's be honest. This is a performance piece.
Yeah, we're doing a science experiment. And it has... You're right. It has... It's more of like an art/science experiment.
Yeah, mildly science related. But if it's going to be a science experiment, don't pass it off as a demonstration about volcanoes.
No.
It has nothing to do with volcanoes.
No, and it's actually very confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, God, I would do that right now if I had the ingredients.
Wait, what is it? Baking soda and what?
And vinegar. I guess I do have the ingredients. Yeah.
It's vinegar. Let's go inside.
Wait, it's vinegar that sets it off?
I think it's the combo.
Yeah, the combo. Yeah, yeah. And then you food color it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Let's do a volcano party.
Okay.
Do you guys remember your science things?
Yeah. In 7th grade, I, for the science fair, invented bell-bottom overalls.
Wow. What? You invented that.
Come on,
yeah. Okay, Levi Strauss.
No big deal, but you're sitting in front of the inventor of bell-bottom overalls.
Wow.
Wait, what do you mean? What did you do?
Are you a time traveler from the 70s?
Did you, like, add overall tops to a pair of jeans?
I just sewed on some overall tops to a pair of existing bell-bottoms.
And what was your grade on that?
I didn't get a ribbon. I don't know if it was, like, a grade situation, but I didn't get a ribbon. I didn't even place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. Don't worry. I didn't place in science fair either.
You know?
Yeah.
Mine was the bed-making machine.
See?
I thought it was
great
very
idea.
Useful.
That's genius. I love
you
that.
You had to have like 3 simple machines in it, which are like pulleys, axles, things like that. So I was clipping on clips to the sheets, and then you pull the pulleys, and it puts the sheets up. And
oh, that's impressive.
I think so, too. No, it didn't place.
Wow.
I know. Even had a Barbie doll and a Barbie bed in there.
It for sure should be a thing.
I know. Well, now it's going to be. Thanks a lot. Now I just added all of my great secrets.
We're going to see that on Shark Week.
Yeah.
Shark Week?
Shark Week.
Shark Tank.
I hope we see it on Shark Week. In a commercial.
We'll put a little shark to bed.
Yes. There you go. It's a shark that is a butler.
There you go.
Just making your bed with his little hands.
Oh, okay, they'd have a hard time with the fins.
Shark butler?
Yeah.
I definitely saw some dolphins the other day and thought it was a shark, and it terrified me.
That's happened to me when I've been in the water, because you see that.
I was in the I was in the water. It fucking scared me so much.
Right? Yeah, there's that moment where you're not sure what kind of fin it is.
Yeah. It's not. It's a little scary.
Dolphins, I love dolphins, but they're even that, I don't want to be too close to the dolphins either.
No, you don't.
Have you ever swam with dolphins?
Not the closest I've come is like being out surfing in Malibu and having them be like 100 feet away. But no, I've never like swam. Have you?
I have.
How was it? Awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
But like, I also felt kind of bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was like in captivity.
I'm like, do they like this?
Right.
I mean, I like this, but I don't know if they like this.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't tell me if they like this. It's just, it's like weird. It was in the Bahamas at the Atlantis where they have like a dolphin K.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I do really like, I liked petting them, and I did feel like this one was smiling at me.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really care to like,
they're
I don't
supposedly
need to hold on to them.
Very...
They don't need to push me.
Right.
They don't, I just want to just kind of.
They're supposedly into that stuff, but I don't know.
Supposedly. But we don't
know.
Really know.
I don't know.
I feel like we know so much and so little about dolphins.
We really do.
Yeah.
They're very smart. If I could come back as any animal, it would be a dolphin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's probably a pretty good one to come back as.
I would think so.
Well, I mean, it would be cool to have the ocean be your world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have
and
a lot of
natural predators. And you can communicate. You've got a cool, like, clicky sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to be part of that world.
Wow. You did it.
You went Ariel on us.
He had to.
By the way, I'm assistant directing a show right now, a musical. Yeah. Oh. At the Gary Marshall Theater.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And someone actually sang the...
For that audition?
Part of your world, part of my world, the Ariel song. Yeah. And the director...
Was it good?
It was okay. And the director says...
It was a weird choice.
And the director goes, that's lovely. Do you have anything less Disney? It was nice, but you know.
That's really funny.
I know. And in my mind, I was like, I love this song. I know, like seven again.
What are everyone gets happy when they hear that song.
Did you see anybody do like weirder choices than that?
Oh my God. You guys, there are sitting in on auditions is so interesting if you're a performer. Because you so rarely are just on the other side for hours and hours and hours. And I'm talking like 200 people. So we saw a lot of good, a lot of just okay. And then literally there were some people who I was like, oh my God, they're tone deaf.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Why they don't they know there? They're tone deaf. What someone somewhere has told them that they can do this and they're wasting their time and it makes me sad for them. But there was one gentleman who I'm pretty sure was drunk.
Wow.
Maybe he
knew he was tone deaf.
It was an open call on one of the days and I think he stumbled in off the street. Literally, and he was interesting.
Did he have sheet music?
There was a pianist, and he did have sheet music. One guy came in with a boombox. Wow. We were like, actually, we have a pianist. He's like, yeah, I just would really prefer to sing with my track. And I was like, okay, all right.
Wow.
I wrote down karaoke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
if he's in the show, he's like, I need everything pre-recorded.
It's really interesting. Somebody kind of went nutso. They did something from that musical Nine, and they were kind of like, I liked it, and then it started to scare me.
Ooh.
Yeah. They had very crazy hair.
So what's the musical
you're
co-producing?
Funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary was a big mentor to me. And
oh, really?
I did a lot of his movies, and then I did a lot of shows at the theater. And now it's moving from the Falcon to the Gary Marshall Theater. It's becoming a nonprofit, and this is the first season, and they've asked a lot of people to kind of come back and, you know,
that's
revisit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Be part of it.
That's so
exciting.
Yeah, be part of it in their season. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's one of those theaters where, like, people are like, yeah, there's no theater scene in LA. I'm like, have you seen what happened? Like, they're so cool about developing new stuff there, and just, like, the caliber of the productions at Gary Marshall
it's
are, like,
beautiful. Beautiful theater too.
Yeah.
Where is
and
it?
It's in Toluca Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right
by
Warner Brothers.
One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, there is a lot of theater in LA.
I know.
I hate when people say that.
Me too. It's just do we also have film and TV? Yeah, but you're just not going to the
you're
theater.
You're not going
in LA.
To like Theater Row. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's in their own little world. Like, there's a huge music scene here. There's a big theater scene. Mm-hmm. But everyone just is like, I'm in my thing. I don't
I'm
pay
in my
attention.
Car.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in my pod.
I mean, we do stand up, and like you'd be there are stand up shows in every corner and every nook and
every
cranny
night.
Of the city.
Yeah.
And
some
people
pizza parlors right around the corner.
Yes, I have a show in a pizza place too.
And literally
that one. And
yeah.
But it's like, but people don't know. You know, they'll be like, "Where do you do stand up?" And I'm like, "Anywhere. Walk into almost any bar, and there will be a stand up show." But they don't. You know, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah, exactly.
They're not in that little fucking shit bubble.
Right. Before we started the podcast of Worst Ever, we ran it as a live show and a storytelling show in the basement of a Mexican restaurant in Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you've ever done stand-up there. It's lovely.
Is it Casita?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do a lot of drag stuff there, too. So you're always kind of constantly covered in glitter, so that's fun.
Yes.
An occupational hazard.
That's Silver Lake Lounge, too, which also has, I started... stand up at, and they have drag shows on the weekends, so you get access to like some sweet props backstage.
What better thing to have a crossover with?
I mean, seriously,
exactly the vibe I'm looking for.
Yeah, great. So nothing better than just like walking out of an open mic and just seeing drag queens walk in and just like, all right, magic is about to happen.
Yeah,
here.
Like we're clocking
with
out
my people.
Yeah. how long? So, what was the live show format then? Were you guys just
so when we started the show? So we have. Celebrities and storytellers and comics and writers of all walks come up and basically tell the worst things that ever happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to celebrate the humiliation. So the live show, people would come out, and the way we produced it was kind of multimedia. So we had a screen behind them, and we would do these PowerPoints. Sometimes we'd find found footage, or just we'd put up people's like old crappy headshots.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes it was just non sequiturs. Mm-hmm. So I would be like, we'd produce a story, know kind of the beats of the story, and then I would go on a Google rampage, you know, in the days before the show and put people's, like, put, you know, clip art and found photos and whatever.
That's great.
Together kind of with their story. So it was kind of like you had a second person on stage with you.
Yeah.
The storyteller never commented on what was happening, but it would just sort of be like a pop-up video behind them.
Yeah. Give it a little extra.
Yeah, just a little, like, something cool. Fun. Yeah. And then we would do theme nights. So we would do, like, worst sex ever, worst date ever, worst vacation, worst family, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was really fun. The live show was, we did that for, like, 3 years. And as you know, like, doing anything in LA, basements of Mexican restaurants, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, totally, for sure.
We did a show in New York at Joe's Pub. Mm-hmm. Then we did a big show at King King. And then we sold it as a pilot and made a pilot that sat on a shelf.
Yep.
As you do. And then I said, I had a baby, and then I was like, you know, I want to bring the show back, but I don't I don't have time to be in basements anymore. Maybe we just do it as a podcast. And so that's kind of how the podcast arm of it grew.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. That's kind of like us too. We started as a live show, and then it was like, we are working our asses off on the show, but there's, you know, 50 people maybe in the audience. Like, why don't we access more people?
Yeah.
You know, with the podcast. It makes a lot of sense.
Make it international.
Yeah.
Shout out to our European listeners.
Hashtag Stockholm.
If you exist, though, please write to us, because, like, we all want to go over there next year. So yeah, tell us where you live and we can do shows.
Totally. Yeah. I was in England when I was 21 years old, and I remember it being really expensive, but I don't know if that was just because it was expensive and I was 21.
Right.
No, it's
right.
always expensive.
I think it's always expensive.
Yeah, our dollar is pricey. Always so weak.
I thought so.
To them.
Yeah. I just remember eating a lot of Snickers bars, but I had a great time.
Oh, I forgot I was going to talk about this. So I met this Parisian comic guy who was here last year, and he just visited again recently.
Oh, I remember this Parisian.
Yeah, yeah. And we hung out, and it's funny because everyone was like, oh, he's so hot. And I was like, I'm not into it. I just, like, wasn't, I don't know. He was kept trying to, like, make it happen. And I was like, let's just be friends. Let's just be Paris friends.
You didn't want to French kiss him?
And no, I didn't want to French kiss him. I mean, I did, but then I was like, I'm done.
Just kissing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's freedom kissing.
But the last time I saw him, he came to Sauce. It was fun because he did, like, 3 minutes, and he was so nervous because he was like, you know, it's not his first language and all this stuff, but he did great. And then after the show, we were like, well, I guess this is it. I'm not going to, like, see you. You know, I was like, well, I'll see you. I'm trying to come there next year. And, you know, he was like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you in Paris. I was like,
oh.
He dropped in, I'll see you in Paris.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
That was the
it
thing.
It did something visceral. Like, I don't know what, but I, like, my body.
You're
I had
clutching
to,
your pearls
I had to
right now.
Clutch my pearls. I was like, oh, my goodness. All right.
Where did these pearls come
I'll
from?
See you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll see you in Paris.
Did he flick a cigarette into the wind that he pulled out of nowhere?
Just ride off on a moped?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, but it really, like, did something to me. It was just like... I'm going to keep this moment in my heart forever.
Wow. Your life suddenly became like a Gary Marshall movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just, I didn't know I needed someone to say that to me, but I did.
Apparently you did. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I prefer to add things to my bucket list after they've happened. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, I didn't even know I needed that in the world.
Right.
Oh,
exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Boom, done.
What's the best thing that you've crossed off that bucket list?
I mean, we went to Dick Van Dyke's Halloween party a couple years ago.
Oh, that's good.
That was really good.
That's pretty, it was pretty sick.
That's awesome. How the hell did you get an invite to that?
I was like, my friend Bianca was like a makeup artist and went to school for it. And I was a model in one of her classes for her. And the teacher is Dick Van Dyke's wife.
No way.
And we hit it off. And she was like, you're the only model that I've ever had in the class that I wanted to be friends with. And we've just been like buddies.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And she just like invited us a couple years ago to.
It was amazing. He had a quartet there. They sang concert. It was like I just remember being in his living room and them singing "Straighten Up and Fly Right" like out of nowhere, and I was like, "What are we?
Gorgeous.
What's happening?"
Yeah, roving quartet just to be like, oh, we're just gonna burst into song right now.
Amazing.
And that's also amazing. Just he had so many awards that they had fake cobwebs all over. It was just
both really like Halloween.
Yeah, it was really cool. So that was a pretty big one.
I think writing in a hot air balloon, because that was a very spontaneous decision for me.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, because my sister texted me like at 8 p.m. and she was like, hey, do you want to go on a hot air balloon at sunrise tomorrow? And I was like, yeah.
So, it's really cool, isn't it?
It was really cool, yeah.
I did it when I was a kid with my parents.
It's terrifying, though.
It's terrifying. But it's so quiet up there.
It's so quiet. And, like, you're so cognizant of the fact that you're in a basket in the sky.
I know. Mm.
And the other hot air balloon that went up around the same time with us got stuck in a tree. Oh. And so they were stuck there our whole – and also I was in the – it was me and a bunch of skydivers. So I also watched a bunch of people jump out of the hot air balloon. So
what?
Yeah.
Wait, that's what? You weren't that high. What is that, like? What do they call that? Free basing?
It's no, close to
being. It's free basing.
Yeah, you know what? Both are close.
You probably have to free base before you jump off.
Before you do it.
Yeah. And this one guy that we were on the hot air balloon. I mean, skydivers are just crazy people. And when every time someone jumped out, the whole basket would shake. So you're like hanging onto the edges.
I could never do that. No, I mean a Ferris wheel is a nightmare for me. There's no way.
It was like, and I was me and the pilot were the only people that weren't wearing parachutes. So it was almost like scarier for me because I was like, fuck, like please don't tip it so much. But there was this one guy who like it wasn't enough that he was just skydiving out of a hot air balloon at low altitude. He had this like ghetto rigged parachute that was actually for base jumping. That was like not to be used for skydiving, and he went out on the ledge. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. He went out on the ledge, and he was like trying to get this parachute to gather wind, and it wouldn't.
No,
so he's just standing there, and it was like tied to his stomach with a rope. Like it was the most like weirdly rigged thing ever. And he was out there for like 2 minutes, and finally the pilot was like, "Get back in the balloon!" And so he wasn't allowed to jump, and he had to come down with us. Oh,
thank God.
Yeah.
What do you mean up on the like? There's a ledge.
They put a little like mini ledge outside of the basket that you stepped on before you jumped out.
Wow.
Sounds like it's probably real put together well.
Yeah. Real high tech.
Real standard.
Real high, yeah.
Oof. No, thank you. How about the landing, too? Did you have a
hard... Oh, my gosh. The landing is gnarly.
What happens?
Yes.
Well, sometimes you get a really, like, clear day, and it's there's not a lot of wind, and you have a really good, I don't know, what do they call it? The fireman who does the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Your guide.
The fire's so big.
The fire's huge, and it's really hot.
Yeah.
And he can just sort of, like, land you, like, very gently. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's wind, and he's like, oh, we got to do a drag landing. And you're like, I'm sorry, what's a drag landing? And they're like, yep, just crouch down in the
absolutely
you have to, like,
bullshit on all of this.
And literally, you go come in sideways.
Totally.
And they have to try to lay the thing down.
Why?
Totally.
Why?
So you're just, the basket is just dragging.
You're just ducking in this basket.
Why are we doing this as human beings? Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
It's really fun.
I have no idea.
It's probably my favorite bucket list thing that I've done.
It is really cool, though, but I agree. It's very antiquated.
It's so insane.
It really is.
It's like, hey, like, you know, what are we going to do next? Just, like, go up in some kind of, you know, rickety, you know, airplane and hope for the best? Like, let's start the propeller with our hands.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
Pedal it with your feet. Do your best.
We're beyond it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it literally is a wicker basket, some fire, and a piece of nylon.
It's some Lewis and Clark shit.
It is some serious Lewis and Clark shit.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we had a scary landing. I forgot about the landing. Yeah, it was just like, well, we're going to be somewhere in this patch of land, everyone.
And then after they're like, have some champagne. Here's some wine and cheese.
Give me the champagne before, please.
Chuck it.
What about you? Do you have a bucket list thing?
I've done that. I've actually been skydiving. Wouldn't do it again. Glad I did it. Off the
Too
bucket
much.
List. It was great.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like I need to tempt fate, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did it once, and then I ended up doing it twice, and then I was like, all right. Like, what am I going to do? Keep doing it? Like, I'm a junkie? No.
Right. I became a junkie for a couple months.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
She maxed out a credit card on it. Yeah.
I maxed out a credit card, and I was like, hey.
It's cool. I mean, it's definitely, I thought I'd feel like I was flying, which I didn't. Mm-hmm. The amount of wind coming up, and like, of course, when I first did it, I had somebody taking a video of me because I had to. I was 22 and traveling in Australia, and we were landing on the beach, and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever, which in hindsight, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? but of course, the whole video is just like my arms like rippling and my face rippling. Yeah, yeah. It's not cute.
No,
it's hard to look hot at zero G's.
Really
no, you don't look
and
good.
And the suit and the thing, you know, and you've got like the... But I did have a hot guy strapped behind me.
Me too. Isn't that fun?
That was fun. That was amazing.
And then you just went through this, like, I mean, kind of, it's kind of like a firefighter. Like, it's just like, wow.
It's like an air fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so mad if you showed up and they're just like, well, here's Jeremy.
I mean, there are those Jeremys.
I need, for sure. I'd just be like, can I not almost die with an Uggo? I'm going to need a hot guy to to make this happen for me. Right. He's got more to live for.
Well, and your strap's like pretty, like their crotch is strapped to your crotch.
Oh, yeah. They're almost entering you.
Yeah.
They're very close.
Sounds great.
Yeah. See, now Barbara wants to go skydiving.
Yeah, Barbara's in
there. I'm going to go sign up for some skydiving classes. We'll be back.
It's like, you get Ricky? Yeah.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Christine Lincoln.
Hi.
Yeah.
So we like to play some dumb games on the show. We're going to do, I guess, a 90s quiz. Now that I'm looking at this, we'll see what happens.
We'll do our best.
Oh, God. I don't remember anything anymore, but go.
Well, it's basically just a jumping off point. So this is like whatever this leads us to.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very good.
We usually have theme songs. We don't have one for this. So.
Yeah. 90s, 90s, 90s.
80s. Yeah.
That's did it. The theme song of the 90s.
There we go.
Yeah.
I like that you did a punch into your, like, I'm going to fucking.
I feel like that was in the, like, beginning of 90210. I remember somebody, I don't know, doing
it. It was
some
probably
kind of
Steve
thing.
Sanders.
There's probably some. Who liked Steve? No one liked Steve, right?
I don't not like him.
But I mean, like, as far as the.
That wasn't very convincing. I don't not like him. That's very
politician
but, like,
answer.
Who
test.
Were the girls? Like, I like, we were saying, like, French Sanders Stewart girl? Was no. my guy. Like, and I still would not have ever had Steve Sanders as the crush.
No. It was the mullet.
I would get the dad over Steve
Jim?
Sanders. Yeah.
Wow.
Not as a first pick, but I'm saying over Steve.
Not me. I'll take
He's
Steve
a second
before
round
him
pick.
Any day.
Yeah. Second round pick.
I mean, I think Steve is an attractive man.
I was a Jason Priestley.
He was so hot.
Yeah. But I was also like
so hot.
Yeah,
that was Michael J. Fox, Jason Bateman, Jason Priestley. A lot of Jasons.
Jason Bateman
is
still get it
Bateman. For sure.
Oh. Yeah,
always.
Yeah. I would totally like
what
husband
show was he
earmuffs.
On?
I would totally still get down with Bateman.
He's in Ozark.
And he's so good in it.
It's really good.
Yeah. I don't even know that
it's on Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm also kind of
no
like
no
a
no.
Paul
was
Rudd
he?
Oh, Paul Rudd is
always
horrible. He's just. Yeah, he's like
from
honey.
Clueless to like Knocked Up.
Well, he
to,
looks the exact same.
I don't see anything.
Yes.
All
the
exact same.
Ant-Man is great in Ant-Man. All of it. Literally all of it. He's just the
I Love You Man with Jason Segel.
I Love You Man. That's
he's
a great
good
one.
In that one. I love Paul Rudd. I never watched 90210. I still haven't. I don't know.
Really?
I know literally nothing.
It's a rough
it.
Rewatch as somebody who's trying. It's a little rough.
I love 90210.
I think because I watched it a little bit when I was younger, but not a ton. And so like trying to get into it at this point, I'm like, I was having a hard time.
One of my first good friends was like 3 years older than me, and she had an older sister. So she started watching 90210 and then made fun of me for some cartoon that I still liked. And I was like, I'll never watch your show. As like a second grader, I was like, or however old I was when 90210 came out, I was like, I'll never watch your bullshit. And I just like dug it. It was my
way
maybe,
to stick it to her.
Maybe it'd be the first time that I dug in hard on something. It's a trend. It's a trend.
You gotta, you gotta have standards and goals.
Yeah, for sure.
I started watching 90210 because I was not allowed to.
Yeah, okay.
So my favorite shows were The Simpsons, 90210, and Married with Children because I wasn't allowed to watch any of those.
None of those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just, that show, I started watching as a young child and I watched it to the bitter death in high school. Like, I never missed a season. There's probably no other show that I've watched so religiously as 90210.
And then did you stay on for Melrose Place?
No. I tried Melrose Place. I watched it for a little bit.
Now, what was the connect? Was it connected at all? Or was it just like.
Same producers.
Okay. That's what I, but
there
wasn't like.
Story
there wasn't
now,
any
right?
like
no.
character crossover.
Okay. I don't think so. No, Melrose Place was all Heather Locklear. Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's her thing.
She showed up.
A lot of like 20 some odd singles living in one of these, you know, sort of.
I mean,
apartment building.
The apartment building, with the pool in the center. I do always remember that one character like taking off her wig in that crazy
scene. She was awesome.
Yeah. She was pretty sweet. That was very, that's in my head. Okay.
Iconic.
Here's a question. Here's one. Here's some fun 90s trivia. What was the phrase made popular in the 1990s that contemptuously implied no interest in what the speaker was saying? contemptuously implied. This is a lot of big words here. Yeah. What the speaker's saying?
Slower? No, this is
whatever.
Close.
I mean, that one's pretty good.
As if.
Talk to the hand, everybody.
I mean, that was really fun.
That is weird. Where did that come from?
Talk to the hand, because the face don't understand.
Yeah.
I remember doing that to my mom once.
Ooh. And then she never did that again.
Yeah, no, she's like, what?
Oh, my God.
I would prefer that you told me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, I talk to the hand because the face don't want to listen.
Yep. Here's this is a question, and the only reason this actually came up last night. Who sang the song Macarena? Do you guys know?
No.
Mm-mm. I legitimately, until last night, thought that Madonna was the female voice.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I legitimately always thought it was Madonna doing a drop in.
Are you thinking of La Bonita?
I don't know.
I would say Chumbawamba, but that's only because they're the only like random band I remember from the 90s.
It's like, well, because there's like the remix version that had the girl voice. I always was like, oh, they probably got Madonna to do it because it's like
so
random. Because it was so, I don't know. I just like always was, I like literally until last night I was like, oh, Madonna sings on like the Macarena remix. Somebody was like, no. I was like, I've believed that for 21 years.
Who is it?
It is Los Del Rio.
Made it originally, and then the single was remixed by the Bayside Boys.
Of course, the Bayside
Boys. I thought it was Madonna in the thing with the Bayside Boys. I legit straight up thought that's who it was.
Okay, Brandy, here's one for you. During her 1990 Blonde Ambition concert tour, Madonna wore a cone bustier designed by which cutting edge fashionista?
I know.
I do not know this.
John Galliano?
Oh. Yeah, Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Gaultier, right.
Oh, sure.
That's fancy.
I knew it was something with a G.
Yes. Yeah. That's impressive. Was like Madonna's, who's the designer that died? That Lady Gaga was his muse.
Christian.
Oh,
McQueen.
McQueen.
McQueen. Oh, yeah, Alexander McQueen.
That was like Madonna's Alexander McQueen.
Yeah, totally.
God, those Alexander McQueen shoes. I'm not even like a shoe porn person, but like.
No, his stuff, I'm not like a fashion person at all, but his stuff like really does it for me.
Yeah.
Definitely cool looking. And here's a question. After for being on Step by Step, how often do the theme song get stuck in your head?
You know, luckily not that much because I always felt weird about watching myself.
I could see that.
I was going to say, it's not like they were playing it on set. No, like let's warm everyone up with the theme song.
Hey, guys, welcome to work.
Yeah.
I mean, we would hear it, you know, we've taped in front of a live audience. So on Fridays, they would put it on. And then we would have to do these things called runaround. We called them runarounds. This is the worst, you guys.
Uh-huh.
So they had these, like, big wooden sort of things on rollers, and they would just put them in front of the sets so that when they rolled them away, it was a reveal for the live audience. And
got it.
Because they were sitting there for maybe half an hour before we started.
Right.
Yeah. So they had one little thing, and they would make us kind of like run around it to the theme song while they introduced us. So they would go in backwards order. And so they would start with the youngest kid, and then they would go all the way up to Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
And so then they would be like, hey, welcome to the show. And then they would start the theme song. You know, oh, God, it's time for runaround. And so we'd have to like go stand out there, and they'd be like, Josh Byrne. And he'd run around and do his thing. And he would like, someone was always tripping. You know, the guys would go out and you just felt like a dork. You're like, hi. You're like trying to do it fast, but like not. It's just always so
I'd love to see a single camera do that now. No audience.
I know.
Right.
Just run around for the crew.
The cast of The Office. Just
so awkward. I don't know if every show did that. They probably did.
Yeah, the ones that taped live, I would say.
It feels, sure.
I get to, you know, feel like something was happening.
Did you guys have like a warm-up comic? Was there somebody
Oh, yeah. That's a very big job.
That's an intense job.
Yeah. It's an intense job. It's a difficult job.
Well, especially because they cut you off in the middle of like whatever you're doing constantly. So you're not, like, oh, all right.
Because it's not bits. It's just, it's talking without saying anything and just keeping energy up.
Yep.
You know? So you can't really do like jokes.
No.
If you can kind of like, and you're from this.
All you can do is like talk to couples and be like, you're a wife and husband, wife, joke. Like that's all you can do.
Candy.
And I think they do a lot of like giveaways and they try to get people up to sing and, you know, they try to just kind of like keep it interesting in between.
I think you talked about this, but I saw it was David Cross and Bob Odenkirk did some HBO pilot or something. I don't know what it was, but I got a chance to see it. And the warm-up comic was so bad. He was like, he was just fucking bombing, and we were all like trying to avoid him. And David Cross came up to him, and he's like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" And the guy was like, "I'm doing stand up." And David said, "Oh, is that what it's called?"
Oh no!
Took the mic from him and started doing stand up.
Oh, that's poor. Damn. That's brutal. That guy.
He got.
It was intense.
Wow! Can you imagine that walk back to your car?
I mean. Like,
you just, you never, you know, stopped
what?
Driving.
That guy, no, you never stopped. I don't know driving. If he still does, but that guy lives like five doors down from me. And I'll really? See him sometimes just be like, ugh.
Is it Leo Dio's dad?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio's dad. Oh, he lives right by me.
How's Leonardo DiCaprio's dad doing?
I haven't seen him in a minute. It's been, it's been a while. Okay. Not a lot of action happening at the house.
Getting close to Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to decorate.
Big, so. Oh, he's another big Halloweener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Him and Dick Van Dyke like to exchange tips. Yeah, that was rough. I mean, David was so funny, so we were like glad he did, but.
But that's. So...
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's, I love him.
Hilarious.
He's amazing.
I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but like, what was it like to be like, you know, I knew so many guys who like had a huge crush on Al and stuff. Like, do you know, like, do you have guys talk to you about that?
It's, you know, it's so, I mean, people on, you know, Twitter and social media and stuff, they definitely have been like, oh my God, you were my first crush. Right. Or whatever. Yeah. And it's so sweet. It's like really nice. As a kid, I mean, I don't know.
How old were you when you were on the show?
I started when I was 12 and I ended when I was 19. Mm-hmm. But I had been acting before in Atlanta and stuff. And I'd done a ton of theater and I was always like a little bit of like a theater nerd. I still am. So to me, this was just, you know, it was another job. I never sort of like it. I never kind of bought into the fame of it. Mm-hmm. It was just like a job that came with other things. And for me, every job is a new experience.
Yeah.
So it's lovely when people say stuff like that. But I don't, because there was no social media back then. That I don't think it really affected me at the time. Now, when people say, like, I had a friend the other day, we were at a play date with a bunch of kids because I've got a 17-month-old. Mm-hmm. And her husband came in her place because she got a job. And we're talking and, you know, no big deal. And afterwards, I guess he went home and he's like, you did not tell me that freaking Al is in your kids group. Okay, dude, you gotta tell me this shit beforehand. She's dying laughing and she's like telling me this and I'm laughing and she's like, apparently my husband had a huge crush on you and I was like, oh really? I was like, oh, I was talking to him about, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
like, whatever. I was like, he seemed fine. She's like, well, he was very nervous.
That's amazing.
So that kind of stuff I think is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's especially cute.
Now.
Yeah. I feel like ideal because you didn't have to deal with it when you were young and now that you're an adult.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fun. It is. And I don't know, like, what it would be like, you know, for some of these kids who do have to deal with it.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
I think that is so intense. You know, the like, worst thing that was ever said is, like, something in Pop Magazine. It's like, Christine Lakin has a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It's like, really, that's like the gossip of the day, you know. So I think I was lucky that I was able to kind of come out normalish and unscathed from that.
Yeah, I do think also on the end of like being, you know, a fan of people when I was younger, I am so thankful the internet was not around because I was insane, you know.
Totally.
Like I was always like trying to contact people or whatever. You get these like celebrity crushes that were super intense and then like try to send them fan mail or something. And I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I couldn't follow any of these people on Instagram.
The
or,
tweets
like,
you would have been sending.
Oh, horrible. Like I don't even want to think about it. I mean, nothing like bad, just like embarrassing. You
but
know?
You should be allowed to have like your social media record expunged when you turn 18.
For real. It's
only fair.
Start fret, clean slate.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
We should start doing that for sure.
Yes. You know who I had a huge crush on? Like my first, like serious crush was I really thought the lead singer of Soul Asylum was really hot.
I don't know who.
Runaway Train.
Runaway Train really did it for me.
Oh my gosh.
It really did it
what
for
What were
me.
You going through?
Runaway Train never going back. I watched that video a lot.
I mean, JTT was my like, I remember in sixth grade, they chanted his name at me because I was like obsessed with him.
He always looked too elfin for me.
Chanting his name at you?
JT Squared.
They were JT Squared. They did it. They were like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. They did like a teasing.
Oh my gosh.
Which also I'm like, what happened? Like I must have been talking about it nonstop
I mean, come on,
in
this
class.
Totally hot.
Was it your locker? God. Was it all the pictures in your locker? In
yeah, probably.
Bed?
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, what? I don't know what you were going
He's
through.
He's so cute. Come on.
Is he?
He looks very
I can't.
Troubled.
Literally can barely barely see him through the hair.
Yeah.
Fairies a lot. I also liked Slash in Guns N' Roses.
You had a hair thing.
Yeah, I had a hair
thing. That's
yeah.
what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that tousled kind of gross look.
Oh, man. I am.
You were into the grunge. You I went was. Full effect.
Well, because like my older cousins were, so I think that was yeah. part of it too. I was like, well, that's what makes a cute guy is like grunge.
Okay, yeah, got definitely.
It. Got it. I mean, this is Kurt Cobain. This is all totally. Of that kind of realness.
Yeah.
I think J.C. Coakley posted the other day about she was working at Davy Wayne's at this bar mm-hmm. and Slash came in and they were like freaking out and trying to get him free drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he left and someone looked at the footage and was like, that's not Slash. And it was one of the Hollywood impersonator people
no.
came in.
Oh,
and
good
like,
on him.
That's
good
that amazing.
On good. Good.
You take that for everything it's worth.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know what I mean?
That's a good
Slash would be a good one because basically.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to see your face.
Yeah. No one just, really
it's
knows.
It's a wig and a hat.
Totally.
You know?
Really. Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
That's really
I mean,
smart.
I guess you could go in there as like Jason, whoever plays Jason.
Michael.
When we were in Atlanta last, my husband and I were in a restaurant with my mm-hmm. family, and somebody was like, oh my gosh, your husband plays for the Falcons. Now, my husband could maybe be a kicker.
Yeah.
He doesn't look necessarily like, but maybe he looks like he could have been, I don't know, back in the day. But he was so, like, honored that someone thought that maybe he could have been an NFL player.
Wow.
And then I was like, well, so what does that make me? Who am I then?
Yeah.
He thinks you're the guy from the Falcons. Am I tardy for the party? am I the chick that's married to that guy?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, but I play for the Falcons.
But
so.
I mean, they all have really hot wives, so I would take that as a compliment,
that's
too.
That's true.
I
mean, yeah. Wait, yeah. Are you talking about the Real Housewife who made that song is married to...
She's married to a dude
oh
from the
Oh, my
Falcons.
God. I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Hilarious. Don't be tardy to the party. What a
Kim
what a classic.
Zosiak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to get into the Housewife shows.
Oh, well, I have an opportunity for you coming up.
You have an audition for her?
Is this a pyramid scheme of housewife shows?
I mean, yes.
I wasn't going to unveil this yet, but since we're talking about
wow.
it.
Wow, unveil.
I'm excited.
So Sean goes, he's going to Vegas for the first weekend of football. So for that Sunday, since he's going to be gone, I'm just going to have a bunch of people over and just drink beer, make food, and watch Housewives all day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awesome weekend.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when is the first weekend of football?
September.
I would not
the first week of September.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he going to do a fantasy draft?
Probably.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a podcast about sports. He does a lot of...
I can't. Yeah. My husband's wearing purple underwear today because the Vikings are playing a preseason game. I can't with the traditions. You realize in my house on Sundays, it becomes, honey, I need to take that shirt off. I need to put this shirt on.
Yes.
Tess baby needs to put this onesie on.
Tess gets it.
It's
and then
like
you get
insanity.
Blamed. You get blamed.
Oh, sometimes I just have to walk out of the room because he is like an animal.
It's insane.
He's yelling at the television.
Yes.
He doesn't even bet on these things. He's just an animal.
Does can you, I mean and wow. It's like you know that you're not part of the team, right?
Yeah, you know none yeah. of this matters and none of them know who you are.
They don't know who you are.
No.
Anyway.
But yeah, preseason, I mean, and that's the other thing. It's fucking August. Do you have to watch every preseason? I mean, then the season starts and they have games on Mondays, Thursdays.
I just don't understand how they watch all of it.
Life.
It's insane.
It's so much time.
It's
yeah,
so much time.
Where does how?
They find a way.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm making slime, so I don't know what's sadder.
Make purple slime, Barbara. You have to do it.
I'm literally like, sitting in my room with like weird glue.
Oh, God. I mean, that's not going to cause CTE, at
probably
least.
Probably worse. That's true. It could be something, though. There's probably something toxic happening
probably.
There.
Huffing glue from slime. It's the saddest intervention I've ever
it
seen.
It honestly, you guys, it looks so pathetic. It's so funny. It makes me laugh so hard.
When like, you're making slime?
When I'm just sitting in there by myself. Because I have like four, like these little Tupperwares.
We need to get you a child.
Yeah.
Some kid.
Yeah.
Just borrow a kid.
I am honestly getting like, I haven't been in a relationship for a while. And
really?
I'm getting, yeah. Surprise.
Do you think it's the slime?
I think the slime is serving its purpose. But I'm getting like.
She shape it into a boyfriend.
Yeah. I am getting like, I'm a little sad. I've been like, okay, you know, with it. But my roommates are moving out. And so I'm facing like redoing the house and like all the stuff that I'm excited about. But it's like pretty depressing to do by yourself. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I want to paint this wall and figure out this furniture. But it's kind of like, ugh, this is like lame to do alone.
Yeah.
think you should just embrace it.
Yeah.
Pull a Carrie
Bradshaw.
But I've
been embracing it for a long time. With stuff like that specifically, you're like, yeah, it would be fun to like paint this wall and then fuck the person I'm painting it with.
Sure. Sure. I think yeah, you can still do that. Yeah. Just find a hot painter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. I don't know. It just, it feels,
that's like
you know,
a very rosy colored, you know, view of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know that that's not all it is, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I will say Sean, I mean, and this is how I like it, but he had maybe less than 3% input in what the house looked like.
Yeah.
Me, and that's being generous.
Well, so, no, I mean, obviously I'm saying total control yeah, is the first rule. They're just there to assist. They're there for that reason.
Yeah, assistance and validation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you do the Tindering?
Yeah. I'm back and forth. Oh, I did have a really funny, I think I had a funny interaction recently.
I never was on the Tinder because yeah, I missed same, it. I literally just missed it as it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I find it kind of like fascinating.
It is. I like helping my friends Tinder.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see.
Do you do any
no,
of that?
No. I've been with my boyfriend for like 6 or 7 years now. Yeah.
God, where's the, this guy did a really dumb joke. Did I talk about it on here?
Do you say you're a comic in your profile?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
You have a tiger in your profile.
Oh, okay. Did I talk about this? Tigers. The elephant? What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino? Did I talk about this?
No.
Okay, this guy sent me a message. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino? And I just kind of didn't respond. And he wrote, elephino. And I was like, that's not a word. You can't just make up a word.
Elephino.
It's supposed to be helifino. It works better as like not
well,
to hear it.
But you yeah, say, yeah, it looks elephino is how
not,
it's spelled.
That doesn't land.
You got to really phonetically.
Yeah.
And I just got mad and I said, wait, that's not even a pun. It's just a made up word. And he said, it's the punchline.
Thank you. Wow.
And I said, I know. And then he said, what part of town are you in? No, well, we had talked about this. I was like saying how like, I was like, oh, maybe I'm polyamorous, mostly because I wanted to not feel guilty about dating multiple guys at once. Yes. But I feel weird having sex with more than one person. It just feels weird. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's not going to work out. I thought I could just be like, I'll have sex with you and then have sex with you. And it's like, it doesn't. It feels weird, unfortunately.
Just the whole community. I think you have to be in subreddits and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd have to like study up about it. Yeah. I don't know.
You should
if
watch
I'm
the
Showtime
show.
Which one?
Polyamory.
Oh,
is it good? Is it a non?
I think it's fascinating.
Is it a docuseries?
Yeah.
I love stuff about polyamory.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
love stuff about
me too. And it's Showtime, so they're just showing everybody's boobs and dicks and things.
Just going for it.
But it's actually just a very interesting to hear them talk about their relationships and who they're bringing in and who their neighbors are. And I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mostly, like I said, it was mostly like, I'm like, I want to date right now and not like feel bad if I'm dating more than one guy at once.
Right, right.
And that's kind of more where I was at, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to have an open thing when I'm with somebody eventually, but that's a whole other.
Well, I just find it really fascinating, I think, because I'm like, I could never. So it's like, how?
Right.
Like, it's really interesting. It's not just interesting to me. It's like fascinating that people, that's what's preferable to them, and they find like a system to make it work.
Yeah.
And
it's really funny because I have a fuck buddy right now, and we're like, it's just so funny because we both know, like, I know at least that I wouldn't want to be in, like, a real thing with him because I can just tell it wouldn't work, you know?
Yeah.
But I can tell we're both, like, how it's like, oh, well, this is an in-between thing. But we'll both be like, oh, like, what'd you do last night? Like, oh, I went on a date. Oh, that's cool. And we're, like, trying to pretend we don't care.
It's cool, bro. It's cool, bro.
It's really stupid. And I'm like, why are we doing this? I don't know.
But you kind of have to do that to establish the it's cool, bro.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. It's a lot of it's cool, bros happening.
Yeah.
Like, and then he'll be like, how was your day? And I'm like, this is not a...
Not cool, bro.
Not a cool bro thing.
Let's not go down that road.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to call up one of my boyfriends. Bye. We'll be back.
Boyfriend. We are back. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
We're here with Christine Leckin.
Hi.
Hello.
And we answer advice because we're obviously very well suited to tell people what to do with their lives.
Sure.
I think. And if you guys have anything you want to say, answer.
Want to try that again?
Right. ladytolady@maximumfun.org. And we will answer you. We pretty much answer almost all
of them.
We
try.
Yeah, we do pretty good.
Yeah.
We try. Sorry for the ones we've let slip. We are...
Well, yeah, sometimes we'll get a ton at once and you can't. But most of them we do. So Yeah. Anyway, you're welcome. We're great.
Wow. We're great.
Really covering up that answer.
You just talked.
Yeah, you really doubled down.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
All right. Hello, ladies. I love the show so much. The episodes don't have a chance to pile, ever.
Aww.
I'm 23 years old and currently going to college. Here's my problem. A year ago, I started hanging out with an old friend from high school whom I have some drama and unresolved issues. We hit it off and we connected in an entirely new and deep way. However, recently we had a fight. Our first serious loud fight. Surprise, surprise, it was about money. I accidentally looked at his balance while he was withdrawing money. His balance was gasp-inducingly large, especially for our age. I had some knowledge of his businessy double life. And of course, okay. Okay. And of course, he doesn't like people looking, as he told me repeatedly, but it was an honest mistake. After that sour moment, I personally didn't care, and my thoughts recentered. Around what to get for dinner. But he spiraled. He started telling me about his other properties and gold.
What?
Gold, just to make me feel bad. He questioned my motives for being friends with him. Then he brought up our old high school drama.
Whoa.
All the while, I said nothing to defend myself. I even complimented him a couple times. Afterwards, we fake made up to continue our night and not end it on a fight. Ladies, what should I do? His voice still echoes in my head, repeating those awful things. My stomach aches at the thought. I hate how he felt okay with hurting me deeply over a silly thing. That side of him was scary and vicious. How should I go about confronting him about this? How can I prove to him that money truly doesn't matter to me? And do you have any advice?
I mean, don't be friends with this person.
Dump the chump.
What's the...
I have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah.
You use the word vicious.
Yeah.
That's everything you need to know right then and there.
Absolutely.
This problem ain't getting better.
Nope.
No.
You're not moving forward and building a life with someone who can't just be honest about their finances.
Yeah.
And okay with their finances.
Yeah.
And I get the, like, you know, please don't look at my things, but that's an honest mistake and you can recover and you move forward.
Yeah.
There's something weird. Who's talking about gold? What the hell?
The gold thing is really fucking weird. Like, what are we, pirates?
I mean, he's obviously insanely defensive and, like, feels guilty and is taking it out on you. And that is not some shit you deserve.
Not gonna fly.
And what's this businessy double life?
Businessy double life?
At 20, I'm a 23-year-old.
He's like, a drug dealer, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I agree. I mean, he's just not in your life. Don't even, like, try to repair this relationship.
No.
It's not worth it.
No.
Either that or he's, like, buying into those infomercials that are like, buy gold!
Yeah.
Yeah, either way!
I have so much cash for gold, you guys.
It's such a weird thing to bring up your gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No. That's... Nobody, don't bring up your gold in 2017.
Don't bring up your gold.
It's weird. It's weird.
If you have gold, keep it to yourself.
Or your property.
Or if you do, be like, all right, I'm saving you a place in my bunker. Like, right. Be cool about it.
Right. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But don't be with someone that belittles you.
That right. Well, I don't think they're dating. I think it's just a friend thing.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
it's a guy. It's two. I mean, they could be gay, obviously, but it's a guy. It's two guys. He didn't mention. I don't know. I can't tell.
He didn't say if they were dating, but I do feel like sometimes you have those friendships where it's like, you're friends, but like you become like, and but it's also like that, like, emotional dating, but you're just friends, like nothing physical is happening.
But you lean on each other for companionship and a lot of stuff.
And this person obviously has like weird boundary issues and stuff because they're just like being vicious and awful. So it's like they're probably just like a verbally abusive person. So they're like,
whether
it's anybody,
romantically or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be friends with someone that wants to belittle you.
No. Yeah. I mean, also, I'm guessing, like, you know, not to whatever happened, but I don't know what happened. It says, like, his balance was large, especially for our age. I had some knowledge of his double life. Of course, I know he doesn't like people looking, but this was an honest mistake. After that sour moment, so it seems like you said something about the thing that set him off, I'm guessing. Like, you know, I don't think it was like you just saw it. It sounds like there was some kind of exchange. So it sounds like he just immediately went like crazy defensive about it. So,
but it's also like come up before because he's like, I know he doesn't like people looking at his, looking at his balance.
The whole thing's weird. I think just cut away.
This doesn't seem like a person that's worth it.
You're in college. You're meeting other people.
Yeah.
Let's not rehash high school.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot that, like, no, it's fine. And it's fine to let those people go.
Yeah.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I got people I have drama with from high school.
You can be acquaintances.
Yeah. Yeah,
you just don't have to be.
Like his statuses every once in a while. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's got a lot of gold to count. He doesn't have time for you anyway.
He is basically Donald Duck.
Yeah, exactly. Multiple properties. What are you talking about?
Multiple properties swimming in gold coins.
Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about? What? Oh, this person, I love the idea of they're an assassin or a drug dealer or what?
For sure, a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. Yeah. Either that or they have family money that is literally ancient and in gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's true, because drug dealers...
From, like, 1872 or something.
Just been passed down in suitcases.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't talk about mama's gold.
Is this person a Hearst? Are we talking about a Hearst here? Because, don't be friends. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine to not be friends with everybody. It feels great. Or make him buy you a boat to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if he was a cool rich friend, then keep him. But
I feel like boats are so much work.
Boats are a lot of work.
So much work.
Everyone, I feel like everyone just tells me that all the time.
They are.
I feel like I'm always being told that boats are a lot of work.
They are a lot of work because you got to like winterize them. You got to get them ready to go. You got
to
fill them up.
I'm not gas. Anything. I have to winterize. I'm good.
Do you think you have to winterize it in Los Angeles?
No.
Probably not.
Probably
in LA.
Just scrape barnacles and repaint it. And
barnacles! That reminds me. My science experiment was brine shrimp. I like
sea monkeys.
Grew brine shrimp. No, they're not that. I don't really know what they were, but I like grew them in a cup or something.
Ew.
Well, because the Salt Lake was like full of them, so I don't know. Nice. I went and got a cup, and
you just kind of caught them and then fed them.
Yeah, caught them and fed them, but they were impressed with it.
Did you get a good grade?
I have no idea what I did. I don't remember at all.
I don't know why I remember that. I remember nothing in my life except for shit like that.
Brine shrimp.
I do not remember.
This is so trashy, but the ranch my family has, we used to, in the drainage ditches, there used to be crawdads that would come.
Yeah.
And me and my brother used to catch crawdads and then bring them home. And, like, they didn't live for very long, but we would, like, keep them as pets in, like, pots and pans outside.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I did so many gross things as a kid.
Yeah.
I was constantly in creeks and in woods and making ecosystems and jars.
For
and
sure.
Picking up snakes. And it's now great. I'm like, bleh! Like, I can't
I
even,
know,
like,
isn't that weird that
I'm,
we
like, ushering,
do that?
Like, spiders out the door. I don't want to touch them, you know? Why?
See,
you're
I feel
a kid,
like
you have no fear about any of that
I
stuff.
Feel like because I was a tomboy, like, I am, like, embarrassed by how not afraid of bugs I am. Like, I'm still, like, whatever. So, I mean, like, they
still
really
doesn't creep
don't
you out.
Face. Yeah.
Mm. It depends on the bug. I'm definitely, you know.
Yeah, I can kind of go back and forth.
Cockroaches freak me out because of how crunchy they are. Ugh. And they're just so gross.
They're gross.
I will say I can't handle cockroaches or any kind of a, like, maggot.
Ugh. I knew you were going to go there.
You know.
Let's just make it worse. Let's just say all of them.
We had a maggot sitch a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Really?
There's nothing worse than that because, like, we've had it happen, like, twice in my house. And you're like, oh, there's, like, a kind of some flies. And then you're like, oh, God. Like, you've got to find the source. Oh.
Did rice spill all over the floor?
Oh, God.
Why is the rice moving?
Oh. Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
No. Wake up to that.
Oh, God.
I just want to say, I was just looking in our email for, like, to look for a lady problem or something. Mm-hmm. We got, like, a really weird email from someone with the title, Chicago Baby Show 2017. Hi, I hope this note finds you well. I thought I'd check to see if you were interested in acquiring the attendees list of Chicago Baby Show 2017 for pre-show marketing. It's like somebody trying to sell us the emails of people going to a baby show in Chicago.
I have so many questions. What the fuck is a baby show?
It's I looked it up and it's
I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's like a convention for expos. Like parents. It's like an expo.
So you can go through and be like, look at this stroller, look at that stroller,
right.
Look at this thing. And you can have each person, like a representative from each company basically explaining to you what these things are, and then giving discounts and
okay.
Yeah. It's just an expo. The Chicago Baby
Show
is a weird.
For babies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at this baby's haunches. Are they correct?
I know. I was picturing all these babies on pedestals.
Oh, God, I wish. That I know. Would be actually really that would be fun. Best in show, but it's just babies. They have to go through obstacle courses.
Yes.
You know,
follow
who has the fattest thighs? Yes. They win a prize.
Yeah, yeah. Best rolls.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Great.
That would be cool. I mean, we're going to buy this we're going to buy this email list.
We're going to buy this email list and just email you and be like, listen to this podcast.
They probably just looked at the title and were like, oh, yeah. Lady.
Oh, probably yeah,
there you go. They're into the ladies and the babies.
Yeah, they're women. They'll be. We know what they like.
Yeah, exactly. That's their only thing that they do is procreate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really we're funny. Fucking up then. Better.
Yeah. All these Chicago moms too. I just imagine
Chicago moms.
Yeah. Chicago moms. We can take your slime in a cart. We'll put your slime in a cart, not a cart.
Let's get a booth.
Stroller.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Slime booth. Guys.
Everyone works.
I'm way ahead of you. I'm gonna get a kiosk at the mall. Slime kiosk.
Oh, nice,
Barbara. Can you imagine it just like being an aggressive kiosk person? Like, oh, feel the slime. Feel the slime. Come on. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel the slime. You got to feel the slime. Come on. I can't let you go, honey.
Well, you're beautiful, I saw one beautiful. For come on, beautiful. For squishies.
Beautiful. Feel, touch the slime.
I feel like I'm in a weird deep hole.
Oh.
It's, no, no, no. I just mean like.
Do we need to have a slime intervention with you?
This just took a turn.
What's going on, Barb?
Barbara has like it's brought just slime that up
you
a
know,
lot.
It's like I know what you know about. It's I feel weird that I know about it so much.
Slime?
Yeah.
Well, it's you do this though. It's fine. It's yeah, the yeah, latest yeah. thing.
It's a phase.
I mean, it's called a K-hole.
It's a slime phase.
It's like, yeah, yeah. It's like a K-hole, but with gag.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like I'm in a K-hole right now to get a mustard colored couch. You know, when you're just like really focused on one thing.
Well,
and
oh,
like,
yeah. You've wanted a hobby for a long time.
I found one.
Unfortunately, it's slime. But hey, we're here.
You guys, I'm going to change your minds about it when you do it. I swear to God.
Wait, so what are we going to
do? You sound
do?
Like a drug pusher.
We do.
You're yeah. going to make it.
First slime's free.
You're just going to see how fun it is.
I want to see pictures.
I mean, I'm going to have like a cocktail. It's going to be a thing.
We have a cocktail party for slime?
Have a cocktail slime.
I'll come for the cocktails.
Just wait, you guys. I'm gonna be the next slime queen. There's people making like shitloads of money off of this.
The next slime queen.
I mean, I've never seen you so jazzed about like a boutique
How are
business
people
idea.
Making money because they're making
people,
slime and then
people
selling
sell
it?
They sell it online and they make a lot of money.
Yeah, huh? It's crazy. These Instagram accounts have millions of followers.
Yeah, they have like millions of followers.
My
and
slime
they
is a little more touchy feely than her slime. Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Slime that has more like buoyance
and it's like gelato.
They're all different kinds. There's all different kinds.
Yeah.
But people make like money. It's crazy. This one woman who started all of it or something, she's like, she has 40 million subscribers on YouTube and she's going on tour and doing shows. I was like, what
Whoa,
are you doing at shows?
That's what's up.
Wow.
What is that show? Dope.
I don't know. She must just make slime.
Do you think that she has like a slime assistant? So it's like a magic show. So she just has somebody that just like walks out with different vats of stuff and
I
then
hope
does a
so.
Dance while
somebody
she's like.
Somebody who comes up out of the slime.
You gotta just.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of theatrical stuff you can do with slime.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I mean, getting
sure.
slimed was.
I'll never forget when I was in college in Boston, I agreed to act in this student film and this motherfucker, like, trust fund kid as fuck, like their parents gave her like $50,000 to create this sci-fi movie.
Wow.
Like, yeah, of course I want to act in your sci-fi movie, sure.
Yeah.
So I go out to Cape Cod 1 week. It's like -20 degrees and she put us in like this. I was in the slime in the freezing cold winter, me and my friend Sarah, for like over 5 hours, just stuck in this slime in the middle of the winter, and I caught walking pneumonia from that slime.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was probably freezing.
It was freezing. I was just out there freezing in slime on Cape Cod for like 5 years.
So you've got PTSD from slime.
Yeah, you're going to really have to change her mind.
Yeah.
Slime that kills.
So you're coming. This. You're coming. I'm not a tough.
You're a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Has Nickelodeon ever slimed you?
No. I know. It's unfortunate. And I grew up watching... You can't do that on television. Mm-hmm. And do you remember sometimes when it was like chunky and then other times the slime was like watery?
Yeah.
And it's like, chunky the consistency slime. Got weird this episode.
Yeah, different
prop
guy.
Who's in charge of making that?
There's one man.
Probably
really?
One man.
I don't know.
Slime guy.
Yeah.
But I always wished, and then I loved Double Dare.
Yeah.
Double Dare, was where it was at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted to do the nose one where you stuck your hand up the nostril.
Totally.
Pull out the flag.
Had to get out the flag. Yes.
They got to bring that back.
That was such
They
a
really
show.
Should.
They're bringing back everything else. I saw the Gong Show the other night.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's really
Jennifer
fun.
Jennifer Aniston was on it. Yeah. I was like, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Newlywed Game, I think, might be coming back.
So Michael Myers is playing the old host of the Gong Show in it? Is that what's happening?
No. No, it is the old host.
Oh, it is?
And here's the funny thing.
I thought it was like a character.
My husband literally said the same thing last night. He goes, is that Mike Myers?
No, I think it is. No. I'm almost positive. Yes.
Let's see.
He looks so old.
No, Mike Myers, he's got a bunch of makeup on.
Really?
Yeah, it's him in costume.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I thought he was unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. I was like, no.
No, that's him. That's him.
That's Mike Myers?
Yes, he's...
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Really? Oh, I owe my husband a big apology.
I'm sorry. He looks so...
Yeah,
different.
It's bizarre. He's hosting the Gong Show.
It is funny, though, because I was watching him. I was like, wow, but Mike Myers definitely must have gotten some Austin Powers things from this guy, because it's very similar.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
I was literally saying that last night.
That's so weird.
Wow, but Mike Myers
it did
is
sound,
kind of old.
I mean, it felt like him, but it doesn't look anything like him.
That's like full prosthetic.
That's what I saw. When I saw the commercials, I was like, is this Mike? I was so confused. And I was like, it has to be him. Yeah, it's very bizarre.
It's bizarre, but it's cool. It's a good, it's a funny show.
That's such a, what? I'm
I know.
Brandy's trying to.
I just don't understand.
Process this.
Like, I just
so
don't
much
process.
I never saw the original. Yeah. I never saw the original Gong Show, so it's like, I don't know what, you know, to compare to.
I've seen clips and stuff in the original one. It was really fun.
So does he look like the original host as he was when he hosted or as older?
I think as Chuck he Barris. Was when he hosted, kind of, well, no, older, a little older. And actually, I didn't even think about the logistics of that.
Chuck Barris just died in March this year. Yeah. I'm very
should have done some research.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It just creeps me out that he's wearing like a full,
kind of looks like a full face,
a full prosthetic. I don't understand why he isn't just doing an impression.
Because he wants to do a thing.
Yeah, why not? I think it's interesting.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It's just like, it seems...
It's very weird to look at.
I think it's admirable.
Well, here's the thing. You know, with the game shows, I've done some hosting, and with the game shows, they really, like, you can shoot sometimes 4 or 5 episodes a day. So, you know, but still, the prosthetics to get into that.
So imagine the boob sweat.
Oh, he's probably
so sweaty at the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he hasn't done a movie where he hasn't not been in prosthetics for a long time, right?
Yeah, I think he's more comfortable in prosthetics at this point.
It makes sense. Like, it helps him get into the character more.
Yeah.
I think he just has people come over and just, like, make me.
He's just, like, fit. It's like the Mrs. Doubtfire scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I think prosthetics are amazing.
Oh, I mean, they're cool. Yeah. They're cool. I don't know why.
It's very bizarre to look at. It's rough.
It's weird. It's a little weird.
Well, now it makes more sense that Jennifer Aniston would have been on it, because I was like, she's a little too good for the Gong Show.
You just don't see her.
But now that I know Mike Myers is involved,
seriously.
But like, it was like her, Jack Black, and who else? I can't remember the third person that was on it.
Was JB wearing sweatpants, or did he?
No, he
put
actually
on some jeans?
He put on like a collared shirt.
I love. Thank he God. like every time I see him, I'm like, you were just wearing sweatpants, you asshole.
Yeah,
he pulls an Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
God, there's nothing worse than Adam Sandler going on like talk show with like a stained, oversized T-shirt. I'm always furious. I'm like,
I know.
We have to try so hard to look nice for this stuff. Can you just wear a pant?
Yeah,
with
the
a
girls
zipper?
Come out in like a fucking like bodycon.
Yeah.
Dress they've been sewed into.
One more thing about watching auditions. I watched every woman come through there in heels, a dress, a blowout, an eyelash, and there were literally guys that came in flip flops.
Oh my God!
Shorts and T-shirts.
Yep.
Like this is the thing. It makes me crazy. I hate that we are, as our gender, I hate that we are like required to be a certain way.
Yeah.
It makes me nuts.
It's bullshit.
Really frustrating. Well, and then when guys bitch about like doing the smallest amount of appearance shit, it's like, do you think I always want to be having to go to these appointments and getting these fills and doing this? It's a fucking
it's
pain
a nightmare.
In the ass. Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's a stupid standard that we're just perpetuating by doing it. I think we should all just start growing all of our hair out and just start wearing bell-bottom overalls.
Exactly.
I mean, bring it back.
Yeah, you know? I did. I was like, really annoyed my roommate, my male roommate was like trying stand up a little bit. And he was talking about going to an open mic. And I was like, oh, yeah, me too. I'm going to go out. And then I started putting makeup on. He was like, well, now I feel really shitty because, like, you have to put makeup on to go to one. And I was like, yeah, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't always wear makeup to mics.
Well, no, but you know what I mean. Yeah. The implication was like, I am going to go perform and I need to look
a
certain way.
Yeah. Especially like every show, there's always some photographer shooting you from down here.
Oh, yeah. Constantly. Yeah, yeah.
There's so many bad photos of us doing stand up.
Oh, my
God. It's just like, this lighting is awful. Why would you take a picture here?
Right.
Why would you take a picture? Please. Yeah.
Please go lower so you can get all of my chins.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Get all of it. Get
so I can look 4 feet tall and 8 feet wide. Please.
Yeah.
Worst.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for doing the show, Christine.
Thanks for having me, guys.
When is your production of Anything Happening on the Way to Farm opening?
We open in November, and we will run through December.
Awesome.
So, it's the Gary Marshall Theater in Tulaga Lake. And you can, you can subscribe online. Mm-hmm. And then, thanks for having me. And if you want to listen to Worst Ever Podcast, we're on Audioboom and iTunes. And you can find me on social at Yo Lakin.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go find all our stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. It was fun.
All right, bye,
everybody.
Guys.
Love you. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.